Hello, Open Podcast listeners. The following is an edited down edition of the current episode of the Shonna Podcast to give you a taste of what to expect when you subscribe to our show. The Shonna Podcast is a non-political husband and wife audio production about the Shonna language and culture of Zimbabwe. If you like what you hear, please do visit us and subscribe at www.shonnapodcast.co.uk. That's shonnapodcast.co.uk. Hello!
Hello!
Sorry, it's been a while since our last episode.
The Shonna Podcast with Cecilia and Sai. www.shonnapodcast.co.uk.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Why has it been so long?
Well, I just started my new job, so that has been taking a bit of getting used to.
How's that going?
It's very interesting, that's all I can say.
Okay. But you're having fun?
Yeah, I like it. I really like my new job.
It's perfect for you, I think.
Thank you.
But we won't go into it, what it is.
Yeah. Too many legal issues into what it is.
It's intriguing. Okay, so it's time for what's new. I've been working on the website.
For hours and hours?
Yeah. I know, I always leave it too late to record the show because I'm fiddling with the website. But hopefully I've made some improvements. So to anyone listening to this, if you are unsure about how to subscribe to the show with a podcatching client or an aggregator, don't worry about it. Just put your email address in the box on the right-hand side and we'll email you whenever there's a new show. The other thing that's new on the site is some adverts, which I've tried not to take over the site with them, but it will help to cover the costs of the hosting because running a podcast costs money. And, yeah, it does, yeah, did I tell you?
No, you didn't tell me.
It's okay, it's not much.
I had no idea.
Yeah, but we pay for the bandwidth and the space.
Oh.
Yeah.
I learn something new every day.
It's not much. But we can cover the cost of that with people clicking on the adverts. So if you see something interesting on the website, please click through and you might get something out of it and it'll send a few pennies our way. Okay, what else is new? We did a new promo that went out on openpodcast.org and we sent that to Adam Curry.
The almighty sexy Adam Curry.
You think he's sexy?
Yeah, for a guy his age.
I should send him that. The podfather, Adam Curry. And he played it on his daily source code, so that was quite good to hear our promo on it. Because his show gets heard by a few hundred thousand, he thinks.
And I think it's the only show, well, besides another guy who lives in America, that I actually like listening to.
Exactly. And that got us a few more listeners, I think.
Yes. So thank you, Adam.
Oh, yeah, listening. Thanks, Adam. And thanks anyone who got here via the daily source code. Okay, that's the news. On to this episode's phrases.
Okay.
I'll say the English numbers and you come straight back with the correct pronunciation in Zimbabwean. In Shona.
Okay.
Zimbabwean, what am I?
Zimbabwean, yeah. All the people who are speaking Ndebele are probably all out there.
Sorry.
Now.
Okay, one.
Modzi.
Do you want to say it again?
Modzi.
Two.
Piri. Piri. Like I've delayed reactions today.
If anyone didn't catch that, that was the sound of C rolling her eyes at me. Three.
Tattoo. Tattoo.
Anyway, we were just recapping that because we like to recap what we did in the last episode. But, of course, you've all learnt the numbers 1 to 10 because you practiced in your cars, didn't you? Like I did.
Yeah, on the way to work.
But we won't test me. Also, you mentioned in show number 4 that you'd like to talk more about aspects of cultures, such as traditional weddings, food, etc. And it reminded me of the food that we ate many times there called sadza. I'm not sure if I'm spelling that correctly, but hopefully you know what I mean. I think we do.
Yeah, I do.
It would be fun. I've eaten some, yeah. Yeah. It's like a sort of cardboardy porridge thing. It looks like...
Oh, don't go there. Okay.
Well, it looks like mashed potato, but it tastes like...
it doesn't have a taste. No, it doesn't really have a taste.
It's a staple food, right?
It's the staple food.
And you mix it with your sauce and your meats and it absorbs the flavour of other things.
Yeah, and then you eat with it. It's like, because it's cheaper to, you know, buy and make than anything.
Well, the first time I saw it was, we were eating at your house
My parents' house.
Yeah, your parents' house. Yeah, your mother's wonderful cooking.
Yeah.
And we had rice, but your dad had salsa.
He doesn't like rice. He grew up on the staple, so he loves it.
So if you have an interesting story too, let us know. Yeah, something else about... We have been promising to talk more about culture and traditions, and we will do, especially
our next episode.
Yeah, we've got interesting Shona-type stuff coming up in our lives.
Yeah.
Like a Shona wedding ceremony and so on, and we'll be reporting back about that. So stay tuned, or stay subscribed. That's about it. Anything you want to add, my dear?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for listening. Hope I hasn't dragged on too much. Do the odd spiel. Oh, no, I'll tell you what. I'm going to pre-record this bit because it's the same every week.
Yeah, it is.
And we're going to go away and pre-record it, and then we'll stick it on the end here now.
The Shona Podcast. www.shonapodcast.co.uk.
Goodbye.
Bye. Stay tuned for next week.
You've been listening to the Shona Podcast with Cecilia and Sai, a non-political husband and wife audio production about the Shona culture and language of Zimbabwe. Email us with comments, questions or suggestions, info@shonapodcast.co.uk.